Chapter 27. Surrender Control of Your Life. In this chapter, we will look into God's Word for great spiritual truths that will explain why fear will come into your life when you are in control, but not when God is in control. You must understand that your Father does not want you to control your life. Quote, "The determination of the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man, even in a strong man or in a man at his best, to direct his own steps." Unquote. Jeremiah 10, verse 23, Amplified. Please note that the word "not" is used twice in this verse of Scripture. Your Father does not want you to be in control of your life, no matter how much human ability he has given to you. You should be like the Apostle Paul, who said, quote, "I die daily. I face death every day and die to self." Unquote. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, Amplified. Paul emphasized that he died to his selfish desires every day of his life. Your life does not belong to you. Your life belongs to Jesus Christ because of the awesome price that he paid when he died a horrible death by crucifixion to pay for all your sins. Quote, "You were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness and paid for, made his own. So then, honor God and bring glory to him in your body." Unquote. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, Amplified. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary and rose from the dead 3 days later, he essentially placed a paid-in-full sign on your life. Your life was purchased by the enormous price that Jesus paid for you. Your life belongs to Jesus. You are here on earth to honor God and to glorify him. Quote, "None of us lives to himself, but to the Lord. And none of us dies to himself, but to the Lord. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or we die, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and lived again for this very purpose, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living." Unquote. Romans 14, verses 7 through 9, Amplified. Please note that the word "none" is used twice in the first verse of this passage of Scripture. No person should be in control of his or her life. Every aspect of your life should be devoted to serving Jesus and doing what he wants done with your life. Jesus will be the Lord of every Christian who joins him in heaven. He also wants to be the Lord of your life here on earth. Jesus said, quote, "If any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests, refuse and give up on himself, and take up his cross and daily follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example, in living and, if need be, in dying also." Unquote. Luke 9, verse 23, Amplified. Jesus instructs you to deny yourself. He wants you to turn away from all selfish interests and desires. He wants you to die to these selfish desires because he died for you on the cross. If Jesus is your Savior, the Holy Spirit lives in your heart. If you yield control of your life to the Holy Spirit, he will guide you continually. The prophet Ezekiel said the following prophetic words about Israel. Quote, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall heed my ordinances and do them." Unquote. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27, Amplified. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are born again. Everything in your life becomes new because you become part of the kingdom of God when you are born again. See John 3, verse 3. Jesus has put the Holy Spirit in your heart to act as your guide. If you faithfully obey God's instructions to renew your mind in His Word each day and to meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Spirit will guide you continually. He will help you to learn and to faithfully obey the instructions that your Father has given to you. If you are going on a trip and you have access to a map that gives directions, you will study this map for directions. The Word of God can be compared to a road map. God's directions are clearly given in His Word. The Holy Spirit is your guide as you go through your life. Quote, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of human nature without God. Unquote. Galatians 5, verse 16, Amplified. Jesus instructs you to deny yourself. He wants you to turn away from all selfish interests and desires. He wants you to die to these selfish desires because He died for you on the cross. You can with the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to do more than just live in your heart. He wants to direct and control your life. He can only do this to the degree that you humbly turn away from selfish desires to gladly relinquish control to Him. The word habitually in the amplification of this verse indicates that the Holy Spirit should control and guide your life daily. You will not be afraid of anything if the Holy Spirit is in control of your life. Your life will be filled with love, joy, and peace if you truly yield to the control of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will bless you abundantly if you truly yield control to Him. Quote, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Unquote. Galatians 5, verse 22 through 23, Amplified. We have studied the relationship between the love of God in your life and not being afraid. The Holy Spirit will produce love and additional spiritual fruit in your life when He is in control. The first fruit of the Holy Spirit that is mentioned is the fruit of love. If the Holy Spirit truly is in control of your life, you will love other people regardless of how they treat you. You have learned that you show your love for God by obeying God's instructions. You then will abide in God's love. If the Holy Spirit is truly in control of your life, your heart will sing with joy. You will be filled with the supernatural peace of God. Your faith in God will be deep, strong, and consistent. Please note that the word humility is used in the amplification of this passage of Scripture. Humility is produced when the Holy Spirit is in control of your life. Pride is manifested when you are in control of your life. You cannot be proud if the Holy Spirit is truly in control of your life. Quote, if we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. Unquote. Galatians 5, verse 25, Amplified. You can live a godly life with the help of the Holy Spirit. You are instructed to walk by the Spirit. The amplification explains that you will walk in life the way God wants you to walk if every aspect of your life is controlled by the Holy Spirit. Quote, you are living the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you. Unquote. Romans 8 verse 9, Amplified. The Word of God repeatedly instructs you to yield control of your life to the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches that there is a direct relationship between yielding control to the Holy Spirit and being completely set free from fear. Quote, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For the Spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once again in bondage to fear. But you have received the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit producing sonship, in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father, Father. The Spirit Himself thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. Unquote. Romans 8, verse 14 through 16, Amplified. You can be a victorious son or daughter of God when your life is controlled by the Holy Spirit. You are controlled by a spirit of slavery, and you are in bondage to fear when you are in control of your life. The Holy Spirit will set you free from the bondage of fear when He is in control. The Holy Spirit will give you assurance that God is your loving Father and that you are His beloved child. You will not be afraid if you are living in the certainty that God is your Father and that you are His child. You will not be afraid if the Holy Spirit is in control of your life. The Hebrew word Abba that is used in this passage of Scripture is similar to the English word daddy. God wants you to be blessed, knowing that He is your loving Father and that you are His beloved child. He wants you to trust Him just as little children trust their daddies who consistently show love for them. The Bible teaches that every person on earth is either a child of God or a child of Satan. If you have not become a child of God by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a child of Satan. Quote, by this it is made clear who take their nature from God and are His children, and who take their nature from the devil and are his children. No one who does not practice righteousness, who does not conform to God's will and purpose, thought, and action, is of God. Unquote. 1 John 3, verse 10, Amplified. You become a child of God by choice. You become a child of God by choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are a child of Satan if you take no action. Every person is born separated from God. You came into the world as a descendant of Adam. Jesus died on the cross to make it possible for you to be a member of the family of God. If you receive Jesus as your Savior, you become a member of the family of God. Some Christians are members of the family of God, but they do not yield control of their lives to the Holy Spirit. These Christians bring problems into their lives. They open themselves to the thoughts that will invoke fear and dread. They have the wondrous Holy Spirit within them to protect them from evil, and do not partake of that power. How sad. There is a direct relationship between fear obtaining a foothold in your life and pride and self-centeredness. Self-centered people can never have enough or be satisfied. The fear of not having enough can take hold of their hearts. Unfounded fears can crop up, keeping them almost paralyzed by fear. The love of God crushes fear. As you become more and more conscious of the fact that the Holy Spirit lives in your heart and that He can and will control your life if you yield to Him, you will not give in to fear. You cannot be afraid if the Holy Spirit is truly in control of your life. Fear comes from focusing on yourself and whatever problems you face. Faith is produced when every aspect of your life revolves around God, because your life is completely dedicated to Him. If God is in first place in your life, and other people are in second place, and the Holy Spirit is controlling your life, you are protected against fear. This chapter contains a great deal of truth from the Word of God. These verses of Scripture clearly show that your Father does not want you to control your life. You have seen that the Holy Spirit can and will guide every aspect of your life as you yield control of your life to Him because you trust Him completely. If fear has obtained a foothold in your life, we recommend going back over the Scripture in this chapter and meditating on these verses. Boldly speak the Scripture to God in prayer. Personalize your Scripture meditation. As you continually say what God says about giving up control of your life and trusting the Holy Spirit to control your life, you will achieve a magnificent victory over fear.